See Life as a Worthy Opponent. Written by Haralea. Read by Greed Pods. Relationships. Evie, Jay, Mal, Carlos DeVille. Additional tags. Alternate universe. Soulmates. Soulmate identifying marks. Hurt, no comfort. Angst. Car accidents. Implied referenced death in childbirth. Mal-centric. This is not a happy fic. Soulmate AU. You know the last words your soulmate will ever say to you. Exactly what it says on the tin. Archive warning. Major character death. Summary. Mal. You always taste like strawberries and cigarettes. Carlos. See you later, babe. Jay. Kiss me again, please. Evie. I love you. Or, on your body are the last words your soulmate will ever say to you. Mal, Evie, Carlos, and Jay rigged the system. If there's a god, Mal wonders. If she's laughing, she must, Mal thinks. If she thinks that this is a good way for someone to find their soulmate. The words, "You always taste like strawberries and cigarettes," are scrawled along Mal's left hip bone. They're the last words her soulmate will ever say to her. They're bluish-purple, a heavy bruise against her skin and her soul. She doesn't show them off. Hell, as soon as she's able, well before it's legal, she gets it covered up, and instead of soul words, there are roses blooming from within her, curling around bone and sinew. She'll remember what they say, but her soulmate will never see them. They'll have to be spontaneous. She does take up smoking, even if it would be safer not to. Cigarettes are more common than food on the aisle, and nicotine helps stave off hunger pains when it's been too long since she's eaten. And you can't stop fate. Not even Maleficent, who fought so hard and still. How does it feel, To be a fairy creature without wings in a world where you don't belong? Jay is normally the one to provide her with cigarettes. They're always a bit stale, but those are the only kinds of cigarettes that get sent to the aisle in the first place. It's mutually beneficial for them. He supports her addiction, and she gives him a place to stay when Jafar kicks him out. It's not like Maleficent cares. Most days she's too high to remember her daughter's name, let alone who's supposed to be in her house. When they first meet, Mal wonders if Jay might be her soulmate. She didn't think she'd ever be able to love anyone, but she would kill for Jay. More importantly, she would die for him, and it's not like an Isle citizen to give up their life. But by the time they've met, Jay's already pretty sure he's found his soulmate. Carlos DeVille, whose soul words say, "See you later, babe." Jay had said the words the second time they met, and when he figured out that they were Carlos's, he kept saying it. The soulmate system is kind of easy to rig like that. If you learn someone's words, you can, for all intents and purposes, make them your soulmate. Some people think it's better that way. Carlos once spent a good 6 hours explaining one thesis that argued that you were supposed to give your last words to the person you wanted to be your soulmate. Mal had tried to point out that if that were true, no one would ever say soul words spontaneously, and that happened all the time. They'd eventually agreed to disagree. Jay doesn't exactly hide his words, because they sit on his collarbone, which he thinks is one of his best features, and he's not really the type for modesty. So sometimes Mal catches a glimpse. "Kiss me again, please." By the time Mao turns 16, most everyone on the aisle knows that Jay and Carlos very much intend to be each other's soulmates and leave them pretty much alone. Encouraged by Mao, who would rather never know her soulmate, but likes scaring people and also kind of likes kissing Jay and Carlos when she's tired enough to let her guard down. Of course, Evie, who's been in her mother's tower since they were all six, does not know this. So when she finally emerges and forms a fast friendship with Carlos, because they're both goddamn geniuses, how wouldn't they be friends, with a habit of calling her friends babe, it's not entirely surprising to Mao that at some point, she casually kisses Carlos on the cheek and flounces off with a, "See you later, babe." Carlos's eyes go wide, and so do Jay's, and Mao thinks it's because they've forgotten that other people can say the words. They don't seem to assign much value to it, especially not when Evie flounces back 2 minutes later with a, "Forgot my mirror," and presses a kiss to each of their heads in turn. Interestingly, Carlos and Jay never quite bother to tell Evie that she said Carlos's words. It's kind of cute, honestly, how much they like her and don't want to hurt her feelings. Mao also wonders if they wouldn't, maybe, like it if Evie said their words, too. She understands the impulse. Evie is soft and warm and kind, and Mao can see how easily someone could let her be their soulmate. She's also an excellent kisser, and when your words imply that it will be happening a lot, kiss me again, please. You always taste like strawberries and cigarettes. That can only be a plus. The four of them revolve around each other. Mao and Jay and Carlos learn Evie's words, "I love you," and one day before she's even realized it, they've snuck into her vocabulary. She tells Evie, "I love you," and she asks Jay to kiss her again before he leaves, and she calls Carlos babe, and it all feels as natural as breathing. She still doesn't tell them her words. She can't really explain why. She would love for them, any of them, all of them, to be her soulmates, but something inside her stops her. If they said it now, it would be a lie anyway. Evie's the only one of them who's ever actually eaten a strawberry, and Mao doubts that she tastes of them. Eventually, Mao is glad that no one knows her words. It makes it easier to lie to Ben, and not acknowledge that he said them. He kisses her one last time before she leaves with Evie, Carlos, and Jay. She's not ready to get married. She's only 17 and she just can't do it. He kisses her and tells her that she always tastes like strawberries and cigarettes. She's known his words for years. They hit right above his heart. "I'm sorry." After he says her words, she has to fight her tongue. But eventually she forces out a brief, "See you around." Decades later, Ben wonders who wasn't sorry enough to say so. He hopes it was Mao. That, even if she rejected their soulmateship, he left a mark on her. Jay gets sick. She doesn't expect it. He's healthy and fit and strong, but it's eventually not enough. She's the only one there. Evie and Carlos are at work, with no hint that the last time Jay said their words would be the last time. Mal's sitting next to Jay's bed, reading him Audrey's latest book. It's her best, full of acerbic wit, very her, when Jay's eyelids start to flutter, and she knows he's seconds away from falling asleep. "Kiss me again, please," she asks, and he obliges her. It's soft, with hardly any pressure behind it. And when he pulls back, he tells her that she tastes like strawberries and cigarettes. He falls asleep a second later, and she says nothing. Just holds his hand and lets him sleep, until it's not sleep anymore. She's barely 28, and two people have already said her soul words. She and Evie and Carlos mourn, and she considered changing her lip balm. But she's 28, and while she's still not willing to tell Evie and Carlos what her words are, she doesn't think she would ever be able to get used to her heart jumping up into her throat every time someone says them. She's willing to let the universe make them her soulmates if that's the way it's supposed to be. When Evie gets pregnant, they can't be anything but happy. She wants a baby, their baby, and she's ecstatic to be a mom. She finds out that she's having a girl, and she spends days walking on clouds. Mal paints the walls of their daughter's nursery, and Carlos reads their baby stories every night, and Evie stitches her a pink blanket with her name in a curling script in the corner. There could be complications, the doctors tell them. It would be for the best if we could do a C-section. Evie goes to surgery, and before she's wheeled off, they both tell her they love her. She promises Carlos she'll see him later, as she's always done. Mal sneaks in one last kiss, and Evie smiles at her dreamily. "You always taste like strawberries and cigarettes," she whispers. For the longest moments of her life, Mal freezes. By the time she can move again, Evie's been taken to surgery and she can't look at Carlos. If she does, she'll cry. She thinks Carlos knows anyway, because he puts his arm around her and she can feel his tears against her shoulder. She wonders if it felt different hearing Evie say it this time. She hopes not. She hopes Evie went without knowing what was coming. Their daughter's name is Dorothea, and she's perfect. A gift from God. Dorothea has four parents, and she grew up with two. She grew up to be a beautiful girl, with long dark hair like her mother, and freckles like her father. Her words are loving. "I'll wait for you, darling." And she wants for nothing. She hears 1,000 stories about her mother and father, and then another 1,000 about her parents. Mal has just turned 49, and her daughter is 21 and living away from home when she hears her words again. "Too soon, too soon, too soon." Carlos is leaving for work, and he presses a quick kiss to her lips. She's only just started having breakfast, and she's mostly not awake, but she sees him blink twice and recoil. "What is it, baby?" Carlos shakes his head and swallows deeply. His eyes glitter. "I just thought..." He trails off, and she knows in her bones what he's going to say before he says it. She closes her eyes, but nods for him to continue. "You always taste like strawberries and cigarettes," he tells her fondly, and she wants to hurl. Instead, she blinks her tears back and kisses him hard. When she lets him go, they both know. But they can't stop it. Sure, they could hole up here for the rest of their lives, but it won't be that long. The universe has decided that this is the way their life will go, and there's nothing they can do to challenge that. Carlos is nearly at the door when she finds her voice enough to choke the words out. "See you later, babe." They've been true every time she said them, until now. It's cruel that her last words to her soulmate are a lie. But then, they were always meant to be. He walks back across the room and presses a soft kiss to her forehead. She closes her eyes against it and doesn't open them again until she hears the door latch behind him. Then she puts her head down and sobs. Carlos Deville, 48, passed away in a car crash last Saturday. Loving husband and soulmate of Jay and Evie Deville. He is survived by his final soulmate Mal and his daughter Dorothea. He will be remembered as a loving father and one of the best social workers the city has had. He was a scientist and a humanitarian. Private services were held. Author's notes. Title comes from Achilles Come Down by Gang of Youths. It is not a happy song, which is apt, because this is not a happy fic. The end.